to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Yes, what an honor and what a pleasure to be here with you today. What a joy, as always. I feel like I'm home. How beautiful is this? So let's all take a breath and let's prepare to take off to a different space, to a different energy. What I'm going to talk about today is the five P's of prosperity. But I want to begin by laying the groundwork for this, because we all have a different idea of what prosperity is. Some of us may think prosperity is money and stuff. Some of us may think that prosperity is an inner state that we attain that then shows up in our outer world. Some of us may think prosperity is something measured by what happens outside of us. Some of us may think that prosperity is something that happens as we measure the inner sense of well-being and light within. Whatever your idea of prosperity, or whatever dimension of prosperity you think about when you think about prosperity, whether you think about relationship prosperity, which is harmony with your friends, families, lovers, and all of that, whether you think of prosperity as a sense of financial and material comfort where you don't have to worry about that and where that's not a source of stress for you, whether you think about prosperity as logistical prosperity, where you can move through your life effortlessly, peacefully, and joyfully, or whether you think of prosperity as a sense of inner prosperity, as inner peace. Whatever you think of prosperity is God's will for you. And this is very important. God's will for you is perfect happiness. And I need you, if you choose, to take this in to the deepest level of your being, because there are many layers of our consciousness that have been taught that we have to go through the stages of the cross, or that we have to move through all kinds of trials and tribulations in order to get to some hallowed ground called happiness, peace, and prosperity. And we sometimes think that that's a prerequisite. And we sometimes may even think in the recesses of our minds that there is still this force outside of us that would cause us pain and suffering and would deny us our prosperity. Now, we may not, especially as science of mind people, we may not consciously believe this and we may consciously reject this. But I wonder sometimes if that's in the water. Do you know what I mean when I say it's in the water? It's so much a part of the zeitgeist that there may be unconscious levels of this that we still have to break through to allow our prosperity. So I want to say that again and let it bounce against any part of you that says no to it. God's will for you is perfect happiness. And if you choose, if you can repeat that for me, and as you repeat it in an internalize it and see if there is any layer of your consciousness against which it conflicts. God's will for me is perfect happiness. God's will for me is perfect happiness. God's will for me is perfect happiness. And I agree with God. I agree. That's very important. This is actually lessons 100 through 103 of A Course in Miracles. And I agree with God. And I agree with God. And I agree with God. So let's take this in and let's understand this a little bit more deeply. You were placed on earth as a vessel for God's will, as a beacon of light to call forth the light in others. And God has an investment in your happiness, because when you are filled with a sense of happiness, joy, peace, and you are filled only with the light of God and not with the darkness of the ego, you radiate that. And this may seem radical to certain aspects of our consciousness, but what if this seeped into the depths of our beings and we allowed ourselves simply to be the radiators of the light of God that we were meant to be, that others might see the light of God, might open to the light of God, might accept the light of God, may then choose to be the lights of God themselves? Then God's will would be fulfilled. God's purpose would be fulfilled, and your function as God would be fulfilled. Amen?
Amen.
So how do we get there? There are five P's. There are probably more than that, but I don't have all day. And you don't have all day. You have choir practice, so I'll only do five. What are the five P's of prosperity that I want to share with you today? The five P's of prosperity that I want to share with you today, and some of you take notes, so I'll just go through them first, and then I'll go through them slowly. The five P's of prosperity that I want to share with you today are preparation, purity, persistence and patience, and praying with power. Okay, so I want to repeat them. Oh, okay, you're right. Power prayer. Let's make it one word. Power prayer. Okay, I'll go through them again for those of you who like to take notes. Number one, preparation. Number two, purity. Number three, persistence and patience. That's 3 and 3.5. And number 4.5 and 5, praying with power. Okay, let's work with these. Let's work with these. Who here has painted a room? Yeah. Well, the easy part was doing like this, right? That was the easy part. You know what took the most work? The preparation. Moving all the furniture out of the room, taping the windows and the doors, putting the drop cloths down so because 1-800-2300 Empire Today delivered the floors before you got out to Sherwin-Williams to get the bank, so you had to put drop cloth on the floors. 1-800-533-3300 Empire Today. When they said Empire Today, they meant today, right? So you ordered those floors and they came in, but you didn't get a chance to go out to Sherwin-Williams to get the paint. You know, when you preach, you're talking about yourself. I'm talking about myself, right? So then you have to put drop cloth all over the floors, right? When you expected them to paint on that avocado green carpet from the 70s, so you didn't care initially, right? Preparation is the biggest part. Doing like this is easy. My 7-year-old niece can do that, but it's the preparation. Well, preparing for prosperity is equally important. Preparing the mind, for the mind is the gateway that allows the energy of prosperity to move through all of your shakti, all of your energy centers, so that you can vibrate with it, radiate with it, and attract its reflection and attract its vibration. Preparing the mind, all the mind treatments that get to the recesses of the mind so that the subconscious and inner knows are dissolved and dissipated by the love of God's yes. I release any no, conscious or unconscious, to me so that the yes of God can be all that is in my mind, for God's will for me is perfect happiness. And we have to prepare. And sometimes this preparation is not only preparing the mind, but it is preparing our intention, preparing our energy. Part of attracting and allowing prosperity is getting into the energy of whatever prosperity we desire. I call it buying the black dress, right? You want to go to a party, right? Part of the preparation is buying the black dress. You buy the black dress and the party invitation is going to be in the mail. I promise you that. But Lenny, don't buy a black dress. That's not your color. You know what I mean, though, when I mean symbolically buying the black dress. That's part of the preparation. Part of the preparation is the visualizing yourself in your new space, visualizing yourself in the emotional energy of that new state of being. That is part of the preparation. And this preparation is all about vibrating with the energy of yes. Anybody still with me?
Yes.
So what will you do to prepare for the next level of prosperity on any of the dimensions of your life? Well, part of that preparation is also purification. And that's the second P of prosperity. A Course in Miracles says, we are all entitled to miracles, but purification is necessary first. And what is purification? Purification is the integration of the spiritual principles, not only into your mind, but into every cell of your body, every layer of your consciousness, every aspect of your being, so that you are more, so it's not only lodged in your mind, but so that you become it. So here's where I'm going to ask you to censor if you haven't seen this movie. There was, and this is why my sermons get too long. Sorry about this. But there was this movie called The Book of Eli. Anybody here see The Book of Eli? It was starring Denzel Washington, right? The rest of you, I'm going to cover my ears when it's time for you to cover your ears, because I don't want to destroy, I don't want to spoil the movie for you. But the essence of the movie was that Denzel Washington carried this book of knowledge in this post-apocalyptic world. He carried this book of knowledge from the East Coast to the West Coast. And there were forces that tried to take this book of knowledge because they knew that this book of knowledge was the power of the universe. It was a post-apocalyptic fantasy, right? So all through Denzel's journey, they tried to get the book. And nothing they could do could get the book. Well, when Denzel got there, and this is where you can cover your ears if you want to watch this, and I don't want to spoil it for you. Just do like this. When Denzel got there, there was this amazing reveal. Cover your ears if you don't want to hear it. Go silent, computer, if you don't want to hear it, all right? When Denzel got there, they had taken the book. They had taken the box that contained the book. And when Denzel got there, much to the surprise of everyone, he had memorized the book. He had internalized the book. He had lived the book. He was the book. So it didn't matter whether they took the book, because he was the book. He had internalized the book. He was the book. We have to become, we have to internalize, we have to live the truth with every layer of our being, just like Denzel did in the movie, for then no one or no thing can take away that truth. And then the creation of that truth in our outer world is inevitable.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. That's what purification is. It is taking every thought of God and integrating it so that any thought of the ego, any thought of no, any thought of doubt, any thought of fear, any thought of fear, any thought of shame is neutralized, healed, transformed by the light of God. And I call that creating a runway for God. What do I mean by that? You want to land a bigger plane, you need a bigger runway, amen? Fort Lauderdale, I go to Fort Lauderdale all the time, and they were under construction seemingly forever. You know why? Because they wanted the big planes. Big planes bring big people bring big money, amen? So they said, we have to expand our runways so we can get bigger planes, so we can get more people down there, so they can spend more money on our beaches. And that's what they did. Well, that's what we have to do internally, create a bigger runway for God's love to land. And through prayer, through meditation, through releasing all energy unlike God, all thoughts unlike God, all emotions unlike the joy and light of God, by releasing that, creating the void so that God can land within us, we build a bigger runway, and that is what purification is. Amen?
Amen.
And this is the part of purification that is absolutely relevant for us as CCSL right now. We are going through a process of purification. We are purifying our thoughts. We are purifying our intentions. We are transforming our intentions to transform to what's next. Amen? And a part of that purification is the healing, transformation, release of that which was, that no longer is, that no longer needs to be. Amen. Releasing resentments, releasing the what if it doesn't work out next time, releasing all the doubts and fears about the future, knowing that the future is in the hands of God. That's one of the most important lessons in A Course in Miracles. I place the future in the hands of God, because when we place the future in the hands of a loving, benevolent, beneficent, and expansive God, how can we go wrong? Amen? So that brings me to persistence and patience, which our friend from South Africa already talked about. This process of purification, be patient with it. And I want to offer you a visual image here. Anybody remember the original Star Trek from 1969? I was alive then. Some of you weren't. I was alive then. And remember how they had the Enterprise in slow motion? Then all of a sudden, in warp speed, it moved fast. And it... Well, that's what the nature of God's creation is. It's like the Enterprise, and you see it, it's slow and lumbering, and it seems like it's stuck in space. Then, all of a sudden, warp speed, it's gone, right? Well, the patient part is the creation part. The patient part is the moving through all the layers and levels of consciousness that say no. And then when there's no left, there's only yes, then warp speed, it's created. Amen. So be patient, because what you're doing is getting rid of every no, getting rid of every doubt, getting rid of every fear, getting rid of every regret, getting rid of every resentment. So then in warp speed, it happens immediately. And guarantee me, mark my words, when it is time, it will be inevitable. When it is time, it will be easy. When it is time, it will be effortless. And this is what purification brings, amen? And that's what I want to share with you. And persistence and patience is a part of that. That is so important. And this is the other thing I want to share with you about persistence and patience. And that is that failure or distraction or distress or disappointment or frustration is not evidence of things not working. It's evidence of things working. Let me see this differently, which is one of the core pieces of A Course in Miracles. We think, oh, that didn't work out. We think, oh, this didn't work out. Oh, that didn't work out. And we think, this is not working. In fact, that is evidence that it is working. Ian Levan Zant says, when you declare yourself a thing, everything unlike it shows up first for healing. And that's what purification is. You declare yourself a thing, everything unlike it shows up first, so you can move through it so that the yes on the other side of it is made manifest. Because then you allow it, because there's nothing standing between you and it. Amen? Wow. So be persistent. Chip away at any no, because beneath the no is a yes. Chip away at every feeling of unlovingness, for beneath the feeling of unlovingness is the love of God that God created as you. Chip away from every doubt, because on the other side of the doubt of self is the blessed assurance of knowing that you are the highest self that God created. Amen. And so this is so important, because the vibration on earth is slowed. You know, when we come in here and we dance around and we jump around and we, oh, everything is love and light. And we listen to Felicia Taylor, and I just love her. And we, our vibration is raised, right? But then when we go back out into the earth plane, it's a little bit more dense, right? Dense energy has more difficulty manifesting than expanded energy, right? The earth plane is rather dense, and so it takes a while for manifestation to occur. And so patience and persistence is quite necessary. And so the task is, if we feel at any point knocked down, that is not the universe saying no. That is us saying no, so that we can see the no and we can turn it to a yes. This is a place where I'm saying no. Thank you, universe, for showing me my no so I can choose yes instead. Amen. Thank the universe. Don't curse the universe. Amen. Thank the universe. You showed me this. Now that you showed me this, I can be aware of it. Now that I can be aware of it, I can heal it. Now that I can be aware of it, I can release it. Now that I can be aware of it, I can transform it. Because the power of God within me is greater than anything outside of me. And so in this moment that I see this, the power of God within me can heal it and transform it. I couldn't heal it and transform it if I didn't see it. So thank you for showing me my no so that I can choose my yes instead. And that gets me to my last P, praying with power. Praying with power. Now, this one I don't even have to teach to you, speak to you about, because you are CCSL. You know the power of prayer. You know the power of affirmation. Prayer is the medium of miracles. One source, one power, and you are imbued with it. The task is to, and this goes back to the Eli and the book of Eli, is to imbue ourselves in it more and more and more with every level of our consciousness and every aspect of our being so that we become the prayer. And let me give you an example. In my book, whatever the name of that book is, something about prosperity. In that book, there are two, I juxtapose two prayers. And one prayer is, God, thank you for this winter coat. And the other prayer is, oh God, thank you for this sumptuous cranberry red cashmere coat with the deep pockets, with the silk linings that just warm my hands, that just swaddle me being one of those words that has the energy and intention of the child within being just held in love. And in this coat, I feel so comfortable, so secure, so strong, so pure, so loved, because when I was a kid, there was a winter that I didn't get a coat. So thank you, God. And which prayer do you think is going to be more effective? This prayer or that prayer? Amen. So that's what praying with power is. It is with praying with the conviction of the word, because you are the word. Praying with the conviction of the word, because you are the word. You are not praying for prosperity. You are praying the prosperity that God created as you. And as you stand in that energy, as you stand in that light, as you put words to that energy and words to that light must show up as a reflection in your world. And so these are the five prayers of prosperity. And so the last thing I want to leave with you is what I started with you in that the God has a God's will is for your prosperity. God has an investment in your prosperity. God's will is your prosperity. So God has your back. God is ready to help you. God is there to support you. God is ready to lift you. God is ready to heal you. God is ready to take you to the next level of the prosperity that is yours and God's that you share with God. And that's what I want to share with you today. Thank you for indulging me in the five P's of prosperity.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.